So
I'm so glad you're playing that because I need to give you the update on Kelly Clarkson and her divorce.
This song means everything right now to her. You didn't find what you were looking for.
I mean, listen to the passion in this song. There's a reason why she chose this song to do.
She says it's for racism.
She claims she did this song as part of Black Lives Matter?
Right. But
oh,
I think it's...
I didn't hear that. Okay.
I think it's because of what she's going through personally in her life right now.
Well, it's an odd choice for Black Lives Matter. I mean, it's a song by U2.
Right.
I mean, there's more powerful songs, like the song you played the other day, Not Gonna Do What They Told You, that
right.
one, the, what's that song?
Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, Rage Against the Machine.
She's not doing Rage Against the Machine, though.
But she could have. It would have been very interesting, and that song is actually about not following what everybody else is doing and thinking for yourself and helping other people and being against... the mainstream, the negative mainstream. I mean, it has a positive message, and that feels more like a empowerment song than Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For, especially in the midst of her divorce, because now more details are coming out.
Really?
Yeah, so it's really interesting. They tried to sell their house in December. They have a couple of different properties. One of them they sold, and the other one they tried to sell. So why are they suddenly selling all their properties? Don't they have to live there? Why would you start to sell your properties off? And then she has been working from home in their ranch in Montana. And she's been doing the Kelly Clarkson show and she's doing The Voice. Plus, she's taking care of their two kids and his two kids from another marriage. And it seems like she's working harder than he is. And I think she's feeling resentful because the people closest to her said it's since they've been in quarantine that they're not getting along.
Mm-hmm.
That she's feeling like she's doing all the work. Plus, she's working like two major full-time jobs. It's not that he's not working. It's just that he's much more laid back. You know, he's one of these real, like, chill kind of guys.
He's always there. That's the problem. That's the problem with all this is
right.
You don't have a break. You can't go to work and hide from your family for 8 hours a day. They're always there.
Well, Us Weekly's been reporting on this, and there's some implication that she wanted to have another baby because they have two kids together. The other two kids are from another marriage. So she said that she's having baby fever and she wants a fifth kid. And he said, four is enough.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't have four. She has two and she wants a third. So they both went and had, I think she had her tubes tied and he had his tubes tied so there could be no more kids. And
mm-hmm.
That was the beginning of the resentment that started. And then the fact that she's been working like crazy, and I guess she feels unsupported at home. You know, it happens, especially when you're around the person 24/7.
Talking about Rage Against the Machine. So Machine Gun Kelly and Travis Barker went into the studio to redo this song. They did a really good job.
Killing in the name of. When did they do this? Just recently?
Recently. June 4th.
Oh, wow. See, this feels more like a song. That work forces are the same that burn crosses. Right, see, this feels like more like a Black Lives Matter song, an empowerment song. The same that burn crosses. Some of those that work
forces are the same that burn crosses. Did a really good job.
Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses.
Yeah, it's interesting how the rage against the machine is still part of our culture, that people are still raging against the machine. They have reasons to rage. And I'm really happy to see that there's so many allies. And I hope that the money they raise from that song is going towards a Black Lives Matter charity.
This song's 20 plus years old. And it's still as relevant as any other song right now.
Which is both happy and sad.
Exactly. The song should have played and then you'd never hear it again because we wouldn't need it.